Hi, this is a dictation for Carla Mathis. CARRLAMATHIS. Carla Mathis is a date of birth 6/1/1980, date of accident 11/16/2021, and date of service is 8/26/2022. Carla Mathis is here for follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident on 11/16/2021. In a rear-ending accident that caused her pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with radiation to the right arm and to the left buttock. The pains have been excruciating, incredibly terrible, with weakness of the right arm and also with numbness, tingling, pins in the middle of the right arm. The patient has also dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. And she had MRIs subsequently which showed traumatic brain injury in the MRI of the brain. Along with this, the patient had a bulging disc at C23, C34, herniated disc at C45, C56, C67, C71, for which patient was referred to neurosurgeon, Dr. Priebel, who could not operate on her for one reason or the other. Now she's searching with Dr. Oppenheimer at the same facility, and so far, so many months passed, but patient was referred almost like 5 months ago, and the surgery has not been done. In the lower back, patient has grade 1 retrolisthesis at L4-5, L5-S1 with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy. Currently, the patient reports that her pain is in the right shoulder, around 8, shooting down to the right arm, non-stop, and also lower back pain, which is around 8, shooting down to the right leg non-stop. Her right shoulder has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 160 degrees. She has reported that surgery has been rescheduled and she got an injection in the neck area for trigger point. She also has the involvement of the right sacroiliac joint. Her pain in the lower back has not got better at all. So far, she has had one epidural in the cervical and one at the lumbar. And further epidurals were on hold because we believe she will be better off having a surgery done. And she was referred to the surgeon. The pain level is between 4 to 8. And the ADLs are affected 4. 70% improvement has been obtained with the physical therapy, home therapy, medication. ADLs that are individually reported are general activity mood, work at 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and sleep is affected 7, while relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the system review, patient reports difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, depression, and denies any dizziness, vertigo, headache, any vision disturbance, double vision, painting, blackouts. She denies any seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. She denies any lack of focus. The patient denies any confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. She also does not have any anxiety, panic, only depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing stiffness of the neck and lower back, along with pain in the lower back and neck. And she also has some pain in the right wrist and hand and the right hip, and also across in the lower back, affecting the sacroiliac joint. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, the patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. The pain in the lower back has increased, and also the neck pain and tingling has not improved even after an injection. And she has all the symptoms worsened, and she's waiting for the surgeons to reschedule and get the surgery done for the cervical disc replacement. Currently, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Norco and substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is revealing blood pressure of 164 over 83, pulse of 88 and pulse ox 98%. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 7/28/2022, dictation number 0801-071. The patient has been off work. The diagnosis will be the same plan of care. Patient has been off work since December, since the accident, as she cannot use her neck to look down upon and do the paperwork. And we believe we'll continue the physical therapy right now for the patient, as it was taken off due to the surgery, impending surgery at 2 times per week, focusing on cervical and lumbar and shoulder, right sacroiliac, and right trapezius spasm. Since she just got an injection in the right trapezius, we'll hold off any further injection treatment. However, she may benefit from a sacroiliac joint injection and maybe a epidural injection to the lumbar region. She has been advised to use traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and she has been advised about home exercise, yoga, and McKenzie program. Disability, she remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. Medication-wise, she's advised Norco 7.5-325V, ERN basis 30 tablets for pain relief. At the same time, patient is provided with following medications, which are Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Skelaxin 800 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for nerve pain. The patient does want to go for surgery, and that is absolutely fine with us. That is our intention also. Surgery can, because she has so many discs herniated, it will be better that she tries surgical approach first. So we will be ready for her lumbar epidural and also for sacroiliac right next time when I see her. Thank you. In addition, Carlomethis is provided with a cervical traction device to do a traction at home and bring some reasonable relief along with neck foam collar. And the patient will return later. She has been advised about all the exercises that she could do with the neck to make the muscles stronger in the neck. Thank you.